so well. Please get me out of the depths of hell. When I get home, I'm gonna sell you my soul. When I get home, when I get home, when I get home.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to do it?
This is Bug Thief. I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Yyla.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Woo. Woo. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Sad.
Sad. Slightly ill.
A little bit ill. A little bit...
I don't know.
All over the place.
Yeah.
We won't talk about it.
Anyway.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sad over here.
I know. I didn't feel sad 2 seconds ago.
Got on air. Sadness just hit. Anyways, we have a fun lineup of songs today.
Yeah.
We've been waiting on this one.
I know, actually.
Yeah. Can I explain?
So, we both really love Indigo D'Souza, so we're doing a show of just, like, Indigo D'Souza songs and songs that feel similar or, you know, like, just similar to her music vibes. In some way.
I remember that one of the first times that, like, one of the first days we were living together last year, I played Boys, and you were like, you like Indigo D'Souza? No way!
Yeah, I was excited.
And it was, like, one of the two songs that I knew by her, and I was like... Yeah,
but it's a great one. Oh, good choice.
Yeah,
but I know there was like not enough space to fit all the songs.
So many
I
good
wanted,
songs. The first song that we played, "Take Off Your Pants," has been Yyla's alarm forever.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Woke up to that 5 a.m.
for like
a month.
But then, after that, I think you always woke up after me. Because, after that, I wasn't waking up before.
Like, so, but I'd hear it. I'd be down there, and I'd just, like, roll over and go back to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, forget. Anyways.
And then it was sleep talking.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Yeah. Both really good. Yeah. And the next song is Cut Your Bangs by Radiator Hospital. That's
just,
it.
Like, fun song.
Yeah.
Fun vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Still in taller than the mountainside, and you're longing for down in blues and white. And victim. I know your rhythm. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I know that I'm the one to love you. Oh, and I'm the one who loves you. And if you had a bad week, let me sing you to sleep. Oh, and I'll be there waiting. If you start to get jaded, no, things are changing.
Locked in on these transitions today.
I was trying to pause it at the right time.
And then you did it. I was like, wait, it's paused. We've never done this well before.
All right. Anyways. I was going to read this PSA, but I'm just going to open to a random page.
Oh, please don't be a bad one. That looks okay. Long.
I'm not going to read it. All right. As generous a nation as we are, sometimes instead of giving, we almost give. Don't almost give. Oh. Give. To find out how you can help, visit don'talmostgive.org. Message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh, really? That was it?
What does that mean?
That was kind of crazy.
Give to what? Anything?
I don't know.
Just donate in general.
Other countries, probably.
What?
To perhaps...
them what? Give them what?
The Earth? Perhaps. Probably money.
Probably.
That's the only... It's like that or food, and I feel like they would have talked more specifically about food.
Yeah. I mean, this page is called Generous Nation, so it's just...
Interesting. The almost give is also a little funny.
Don't almost give. Okay, you want to talk about the music for a sec?
Well, do you want to talk about the last one was yours.
Boys Parking Lot Dog Years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we listened to... I can't read lips, sorry.
Don't call me out!
Yeah, we did things... We just kind of stopped introducing them, but yeah. We can do it again. We did Adult Diversion by Always.
Always, apparently. Always. But yeah, it's spelled two V's, which is so annoying.
But that was your choice. I hadn't heard that song before by them. Really? But I only know like Marry Me Archie from that album, and then like a it's couple good. Others. But I liked it.
It's good.
And then Boys by Indigo D'Souza, fire as always. Parking Lot. We were talking about how that's our favorite maybe our favorite on that album. I think it's not my favorite. It's like our top three.
Also, I didn't put on so many good ones that I like.
I know. I also really wanted to put like Kill Me from her other album, but it's explicit.
I wanted to put Real Pain, but that one's, I know, like that one's really a kind lot. Of brutal.
I also wanted to put that, but yes, it's really brutal. Like, you have some people, if you like listened in unexpectedly,
just that, like that weird part.
Yeah, I'd freak out. Yeah. I'd like, are people in the studio okay? Like, what is happening? Anyways,
are we skipping the next song?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, next one is The Water by Indigo D'Souza. Insane. Awesome.
Oh, yes.
So good. From the same album. And then we have fewer Indigo. We only have like 3 more Indigo songs after this, and the rest are other things.
Other things.
Yeah, which will be good.
I'm kind of nervous to listen to Not by Big Thief. I listened to it in the car the other day driving to you because it was forgotten. It sounded like it's a weird song.
It's really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of my favorite Big Thief songs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Big Thief just has a weird sound.
Yeah, sometimes it's really just funky.
It's like funky.
Adrian Lenker's, yeah, Adrian Lenker's voice in general is just kind of funky.
Yeah,
and then like all of it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Oh, you guys should go watch. I was just the other day when we decided to do this, went on YouTube and was watching like live studio sessions of Indigo performing, and I would highly recommend.
You should watch the Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah, Tiny Desk concert. I would really watch the. Is there's one that's like KXM or something like that. It's really good. Yeah. Or like there's like one that's just her performing Real Pain, but that one's really good. It's really intense though. Like that whole song is intense, and then to see you perform it live is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I probably
would recommend. Yeah. Okay, that's all.
Check out this smooth transition.
Oh yeah.
Look through the window, I don't think anyone. thousand gold, I know. Sweat it out cold to your bleeding sun. Sit it out, sweat it out, I'm going.
Beginning. is haunted with a blanket of thirst. It's not the hunger revealing, nor the ricochet in the cave, nor the hand that is healing.
Song.
It's pretty awesome. Well, actually, Eleanor doesn't love it.
I can't even sing it because I don't know what they're saying.
But it's not the man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. We were just having very deep philosophical questions. A great way to start your morning.
When we first started doing this, we like would try to like bring some of the conversations, like when we turned it on, we'd like try to talk about stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it's relevant. I think it really just depends on what we're talking about. Yeah,
but like, I can't talk about
Can't
talk about everything.
No, but just know we were cooking. We're coming up with some great thoughts that you'll never hear in the studio.
What do I want to say right now?
The next song is, like, in my opinion, absolutely brutal, but I think...
Oh my god, it gets so good in the middle, though. So yes. If you think, oh, it's boring like, right now, no. Wait.
Yeah, but, like, I would, like...
So, what would you do?
I would, like, scream cry this song.
What? Like, when you were a senior?
When I was, like, a junior, sophomore in high school. Like, I'd be driving back from practice. I would just be, like, so...
unhappy, like so deeply, deeply unhappy, and would just like put this like this album on, or I'd just be like, oh God.
Oh, I have a hard time listening to it. It is tough.
Yeah. I was just saying the other day that I feel like I need to cry. Like, it's not about something in specific. It's just like all these little things that like weren't enough for me to cry, but it's just like, I'm like, it's been a week. I'm due for another cry. Like, it's like,
when does it come out?
I don't know. Sometimes it's just like the final straw. Like when I'm in the van for too long and I'm like, ah, or like,
mine's just literally always at practice.
Yeah.
And it usually is a flick.
Yep. Actually, I also always, like, I tear up at a lot of practices.
No, but I like start actually crying.
Yeah.
Trying to throw the around, and I'm like, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah. It just gets really frustrating.
Yeah.
And I feel like we both hold ourselves to such, like, overly high, athletic standards sometimes.
I'm literally so competitive with the sprints.
Yeah. And it's just, like, people have always told us that we're, like, really athletic, so now we, like, have put these insane bars for ourselves.
And everybody still is, like, you're so fast. And I'm, like, you want to race, you'll literally beat me.
No, but they won't.
They would come close. Ari is always, like, you're...
Yeah, she is always really close to you.
Well,
we're just telling her she's fast. Like,
yeah, Ari's like, you're so fast, you're so fast. I'm, like, girl, you're, like, just the exact same speed as me.
Yeah. But still, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways... Maybe, hopefully, you're not going to practice today. Hopefully, I won't cry at practice today. I don't know answer, though.
It's a little bit chilly. It's always easier to not cry when it's, like, 65 and sunny.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, 50 and kind of cloudy, so...
Everybody...
some cry weather right there.
I know. Keep me in your thoughts as I try to make it through another practice of, like, turfing at every throw. I don't know how much more I have in me.
When you're scrimmaging and you're just like, you stop playing, you're like, fuck, I'm so sorry. And they're like, just keep
going. I'm like, there's actually nothing oh God, it's painful. It's okay. It's a good exercise and like
it actually, something. Yeah, it builds mental resilience.
Not being good at the things is good for you, I think. Like everything, doing things you're
like,
bad at.
Literally everything I'm doing right now, I'm bad at.
So. Yeah.
Just like. Turned in an essay 3 days late, but I've had it written for 3 weeks.
Okay, but
so
like,
I just
that's
forgot
awesome.
To turn it in at the due date.
Yeah,
so how many
sucks.
Points off is gonna be taken because I was just an idiot?
You should like send him a screenshot of the history. Like, you know how it'll show like the last edit?
You but it's that. Like that doesn't matter because it's like the only thing that matters like, is that I had
that
turned
forgot.
It in. And that I forgot to turn it in.
Maybe you needed this. You always turn things in.
Also,
so early.
Oh, that class is like a joke.
What class?
My creative nonfiction writing class could have been so cool. And we only had to write 3 papers this whole semester. And maybe one more.
But imagine if you had to write more. You were so exhausted.
I was, yeah. But also, I can't wait for this school year to be over so I can, like, stop thinking about this. I feel like every day I'm just, like, I just think about school.
Yeah.
I think about the same. Think about the same things every single day.
It's, like, the whole reason we're here. I think that's fair. I also think...
Like, do you ever have an original thought throughout the day and you're like, whoa, this is fun. Something new.
Yeah, I know.
Or you, like, see somebody you haven't seen in a long time and you're like, there is more life out there.
Yep. I know. That's kind of what the school year ending feels like sometimes. Because I get so caught up in this, like, bubble of everything that happens here. Feels so monumental
and
like, make or break
and
important. I know that I leave and I'm like, oh, if I wanted to, I don't have to see any of these people ever again. I don't have to go back there, although I want to, but it's just like there's other life
what
outside
if I
of this
leave
bubble.
And don't come back?
No,
I have visions of that. And
I know.
I'm like,
actually
find
stop
a new
it because I'm scared you're gonna have too much fun on your gap and you're not gonna come back. And I would cry and cry.
I'm definitely
cry.
Gonna come back because I need that degree.
Okay, good. Anyways, should we give the people?
Oh yeah, this is what are we gonna do now? If you think it's boring,
just wait.
Just wait, and you can like just maybe. Like, close your eyes or something.
Yeah, unless you're driving, or I don't know.
Yeah. I have so much snot in my nose right now.
Me too, kind of, also, though.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have other ones.
I'm, like, excited to play this one.
I know, me too. And the next one's Bad Dream, which is kind of also intense, but, like, so good.
And
so good.
Yeah. And then we probably won't talk again until the end.
Yeah. So. Okay, well.
Oh, way out at the end is such a good idea. Because it's,
know.
Like, the
on
out,
the way
like,
out.
The way, on the way out.
I know, except I'm scared we're not going to have enough time.
Okay, well, we can skip one. We can skip the Boy Genius one.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's heard
that
one already.
Everyone's heard that song. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
With a red nose. shirt's tucked. I'll be the one to deliver the news. With our shirts tucked, I'll be the one.
We're doing a little outro in the middle of the song, just so we can get the last song in. Okay,
yeah, do it.
Ah, this is Bug Thief. I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Yyla.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL, Medford, Tubbs Freeform Radio.
Okay, that's
bye.
All.
Have a lovely Thursday.
Bye.